Thanks for listening to Life with the Girlfriends. This week, what happens in Columbus, Ohio stays in Columbus, Ohio. Something about Elliot's beard. They aren't telling me. A Netflix review on Jessica Jones, and you'll get your butt kicked on Pillar Talk. I'm Stormin Norman, and Baba Black Sheep, have you any wool?
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie. And if you can't tell already, I have a cough drop in my mouth.
Because why?
I'm cold.
I know.
Last weekend, I went away with my aunt. So we're Christine Marie and Julie, by the way. And
tell us who. Pray tell, Julie, who we are.
We're both coaches. You're a psychotherapist. You're my mother. The mother of all mothers.
Yes. And speaking of that, Mother's Day is coming next week.
Yes. And you've given me hints of what you'd like.
I have given
you
hints.
And you've given me hints and you've taken it away. And it's sort of like, oh, that's too much money. Oh, don't do that. And then I'm like.
And then I go, well, but if you really were going to spend
really
that much,
that,
then think about this thing.
Exactly. This would be great. Go for that.
Because, you know, I could really use a new pair of Ray-Bans.
Yes. And like, but I like this new cologne. I mean, what's this about? You know?
I do love it. I just threw my sample away.
And by the way, to the audience listening right now, if you notice that Christine's volume went down just a hair, it's just because I'm messing with her volume. It's not you.
You're messing with my hair.
And I'm messing with your hair in your ear. You know.
And if he does, and if they do hear a little doggy barking in the background, that's Elliot, puppy Elliot.
He's outside.
He's having a great time outside.
Yes. A great time.
And that's our story. We're sticking to it.
For sure, for sure, for sure.
He's in his doggy gazebo.
And we're part of Conscious Community. That's our website, one of many. And here we are on our Sunday night show. And what we love to do is what we call edutain.
Edutainment.
Yes. We're here to edutain you.
That's edutainment.
And so last weekend I went away to
Ohio
for a family graduation. A second cousin of mine who I had never met graduated college. It was a really nice celebration. And I get a call about 3-4 weeks ago from my Aunt Irma, who growing up was that aunt that took you everywhere. She took us to California. She went to Florida with us. You know, she was just the great aunt, my dad's aunt, that was all in, you know, like and mostly because she was close with my grandmother. So they were, you know, and my grandmother, Aunt Irma was single, and my grandmother.
And she's a teacher and really like a figurehead in this
small
in a town.
She really owns it.
And she taught high school and she taught. What it
home
was,
ec.
Home ec. Do they even do that anymore?
I don't. Yeah, they do. They still do. But what they also do is, I didn't realize this, but they had a building division as well. And they'd have home ec, so they do sewing and cooking. And they also have, the wood people, the woods division of
like
the
craftsmen.
Yeah, they would build homes. They actually built a home a year. Yes, and then then they would come in and like create drapes and do design.
Well, that's
I'm
so
like,
sweet.
Oh my gosh, you guys are really preparing these kids for the future,
right?
And being on HGTV,
exactly, probably giving them more of a good career than, you know, kids that graduated liberal arts or something.
Exactly, and so it was so nice because she hasn't asked for anything from me. You know,
Irma?
No, at this stage of the game, because I'm like not in her inner circle.
Right.
I'm like probably like 3 circles out.
Right.
You know, and so, but when she calls, I mean, I answer.
You answer.
I'm like,
that's
no
right.
matter what, I'll make an arrangement
that's right.
to go and
that's
take
right.
you. And so she says, I want to go. Donna, who usually goes with me, or Evelyn, who usually
they're
goes
busy.
With me, they're all busy. You know, I thought it might be nice for you to go with me. I'm like, okay. And it was very nice for me to go. We had a great time.
Yes.
I borrowed Doug's car because it was a diesel Passat that hadn't gotten fixed yet. So it still had a really good mileage. And it was I drove 2 hours to her house and then 6 hours to Columbus.
You did some driving, girlfriend.
I did. And Doug has satellite. So I listened to Howard Stern. Not with my aunt in the car.
No?
On the 2 hours that... No, get a little racy.
Did you listen to Dan Savage with Aunt Irma?
No, I did not.
85-year-old Aunt Irma?
No, I did not. Even though we did have some interesting conversations.
Mm-hmm.
One was, I almost literally dropped on the floor Well, first off, I said, well, okay, so here's how the story went. So I, you know, I'm taking my aunt, you know, I'm like, sure, aunt, I'll no problem. I'll drive you to Columbus. It'd be great to see my other aunt. Cause I used to go to Columbus for Easter.
Right.
For at least 10 years of my life.
Right.
We'd, you know, we'd go to grandma's and then go to Columbus. It was so sweet because Aunt Irma said, your mom was so generous with you kids. She just allowed, you know, a lot of parents wouldn't allow their kids to spend real quality time or quality time right. with their grandmother.
Right.
And you would let us go hang out in this small town where really it was Norman Rockwell.
Right.
Greg and I would bike to our uncles in the country, you know, my other uncle and aunt were the custodians at the Lutheran church, and they'd prepare lunches
right.
every day for
That's
summer
right.
school and summer
That's
Bible
right.
school. So
it was Norman Rockwell.
It really was. Gregory and I knew lots of people, and it was just a really great experience. And I look upon those times fondly. And it's so weird because I kind of want to give my nieces that experience well. Mm-hmm. And they're just a little too young yet.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit. Maybe a couple more years. But I also have this fear well run up in me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would be afraid to let
the
kids go.
I mean, things are changed. Things
Greg
have changed.
And I would literally hop on our bikes at the age of 10.
Right.
He was 9.
Right.
We'd drive. We would bike 15 miles into the country. Go swim in the lake by ourselves. my dad's sister-in-law may show up and go, hey, kids, you want to hop in? I'll drive you back to grandma's.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, okay, no problems. Like, literally, no one, be back by dark.
Right.
That
exactly.
was how the story was.
That's
Don't
exactly
care where
right.
you went.
Yeah.
Be back by dark.
Oh, you know what? It makes me kind of homesick for those kind of times.
I know. And I'm sure they were just, I mean.
And now, you know, you can't let a kid go out of the house without a helmet.
We never had helmets.
No,
and
not only that, but you slept in the back rear window of a car.
Oh,
with a pillow and a blanket.
When we were driving, because you know the way we drove was like you just got in the car and you drove.
That's right.
You didn't stop until you got there.
We're
so
truckers.
they took turns. You know, Aunt Irma would drive, then Grandma, and whoever wasn't was sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And so Greg and I just got really comfortable because we came from a trucking family.
Yeah.
That you know you'd find a little corner to sleep in a car.
Yeah.
And back in the day, you weren't attached to a seatbelt.
Yeah.
And then something happened.
And also, too, you could entertain yourselves in
right.
some sense just by looking at the scenery.
For sure.
I mean, now they have to have movies.
Yeah.
iPhones. I don't know. YouTubes. I mean.
Right.
YouTubes.
YouTubes.
You know. Yeah,
those YouTubes.
You know, the YouTubes.
Exactly. For sure. And so it was so funny because when I got there, my cousin showed up right after me, and I haven't. It was one of the biggest fears I had about going to this trip
mm-hmm.
was I'm literally going to be an older woman when I came back,
and I remembering hadn't seen everybody as teenagers,
and I the last time they saw me, I was probably 15 years old.
Yeah,
and a lot of time has passed.
Yeah.
And you go, you just had a little bit of anxiety.
Yeah,
but. I had,
which is kind of interesting because I want to just say this, because Aunt Irma, who sees them, I'm sure every year or twice a year, literally since I've known her, and I've known her since I was 19 or 18, she has not changed.
She's not changed.
She's
one
not
bit.
Changed her hairstyle, no. her hair coloring. It's the same. It's
her clothes she
her
wears are exactly the same
exactly
clothes
same
she wears.
Clothes, yeah.
yeah.
I mean, she has not aged.
No, she hasn't aged, nor has Aunt Ruthie.
Yeah,
I mean,
really?
They've gotten a little older, but she still has the same hair, and nor has her house changed.
Wow.
And this is interesting because Aunt Ruthie said to me, we were talking through the course of the weekend, she's like, oh, all these drapes that you see in this were sewn by your Aunt Irma. She came the day we bought this house.
Aww.
That month, she came and she sewed all these drapes for us. And I thought,
Aww.
The drapes have not changed in 58 years.
Yeah.
No, longer than that, because
they
bought
the
house
in
1958.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Exactly. Wow,
Which
right?
might be 58 years, Julie.
Well, it's more than that. Right? Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. I think
oh
you're
my
right.
God!
It's
58. It's actually 58. Oh my gosh!
Oh my God, that's wild.
That's right. That's wild. Yeah. Good
and
call
so
on that, girlfriend.
Thank you. So this cop, it rained the entire 3 or 4 days that you were gone. It just rained down there just continuously, and it was cold. And of course, you know, I'm trying to say you've got a good immune system, girlfriend. It was just too much.
Well, and what we've been doing and studying is this idea of quantum jumping.
Right.
And we've been working with the idea for years about claiming what you need, right? In a lot of different ways. The power of positive thought, the power of positive speaking, the power in your words. And I held this cold at bay, man. Mm-hmm. I also was doing Zycamin, and I thought I had it licked yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel bad.
Mm-hmm. And you know, in terms of colds, this is not one of your major ass ones, no.
But I have a tickle in the back of my throat.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh. But the only great thing is that because, so I get to their house, and my cousin pulls in behind me, and she drove 6 hours from Tennessee.
And oh my God, you got there at the same time.
Basically.
That's crazy.
And then she mentioned that she heard our podcast. She hears our podcast once in a while. Uh-huh. She goes, but the problem is I can't tell either one of you apart.
That's a problem.
And so that I'm like, I listen to it. I can tell the part completely. So today,
I'm the
girl,
funny one.
Yeah.
I'm the one that's doing comedy.
And right now,
and you're
I'm
the one that talks really fast.
And does a lot of talking. And today, I will be the one with a cough drop in my mouth continuously.
Okay.
So that is the whole devilish plan.
But you were going to say something about Aunt Irma and that she had said something that you nearly fell on the floor or something like that? Or
okay, so my cousin brought her daughter, her youngest daughter, and she's, I think, 23. She's out of college, I think. And I go, oh, a millennial. I've got to talk to her.
Yeah, because we are fascinated by millennials.
And her older brother, she
And they hate the term for whatever.
They hate it.
Don't call me a millennial.
I'm not a millennial. I hate that term.
Like, it's like in my generation, don't call me a hippie.
Yeah.
I'm not a hippie.
Like, oh, you're a hippie.
I may have flags on my shoes.
And flowers in my hair.
That's right.
And I know how to roll a joint really well, but I'm not a hippie.
Do not call me a hippie.
Yeah. And for a group that loves labels about everything, they hate the word millennial.
That's crazy.
And it was so great because the first...
For a group that has 118 different... ways of telling people what their sexual identity is.
Or sexual don't, identity and sexual preference.
Yeah, don't call me millennial.
Yeah, and I think we're getting to the point now where we'll just be nothing. I don't know. And when I got my passport renewed, it asked me a question, am I male or female? And I had to put down, for me...
Don't know.
No. Don't judge.
Don't judge me.
I go, what are you
Depends
talking about?
Depends on the day.
You can't ask me that question. How dare you?
Don't put baby in a corner.
And you know, and then you're going like, well... If by chance, you know, if we have to search you, would you be a male or a female to search you? And you're like,
Oh, that's the question.
No, I have no idea if that's a question.
Yeah, because that might be a different answer as well.
Well, there was a question proposed somewhere, and it was about, would you prefer to have a male masseuse or a female masseuse?
Mm-hmm.
I know my choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I would prefer to have a female masseuse. Mm-hmm. Now, Doug, on the other hand, I'm like, he wants a male masseuse.
Because why?
Because they can go heavier and deeper.
Deeper,
like
okay.
Stronger.
Right.
And I'm like, well, I'm kind of cool with that, you know? Because I'm like, do I want another girl? Like, you know, and I'm like, yeah, have fun. That's what I think too. That's exactly how I thought. I'm like, I don't care one way or another. But they were talking about it. And the guys were like saying, hey, I wouldn't say I cared if my wife or girlfriend wanted a massage by a male, but I prefer not. And like for me, I think like if Doug wanted a massage from a female compared to a male, I would be like, what? Literally, I have no skin in the game whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Like I could care less. Mm-hmm. Would you care?
I can't even imagine caring. Only because, you know, I've known many, many massage therapists.
Yeah.
You yourself, you know.
Yeah.
That's a lot. The ones that I know, it's the last thing they're thinking about.
Exactly.
They're thinking about, I got to get out of here, collect my money, hopefully I get a tip, and on to the next one.
And mostly what you're thinking of is, my back is killing me.
Yeah.
My fingers really
hurt. My thumbs hurt.
My thumbs are hurting me.
Yeah.
How can I go deep in this pose without right. hurting myself.
Exactly.
That's exactly what's being said. And
nobody's thought. Going like, ooh, that big round belly of Doug's.
Yeah.
That's so sexy.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. It could happen.
Sorry.
No judging.
Trust me, Julie.
No judging. But anyway, and I don't know where I got in this conversation, but and I would like to back up and like take that away.
Well, I did hear one guy, this one guy said, he was getting massaged, I think, by another man.
Uh-huh.
And he was debating on whether he should say this line. You're getting pretty close to inserting something in there, aren't you?
Am I not telling the truth? Yes, you are. Were we together when we heard this conversation?
We might have been.
I thought we weren't. I thought it was because you knew the table.
Oh.
And I guess I wasn't. I try so hard. I mean, I know that we spend a lot of time together because we work together and we spend a lot of time together. And so sometimes I like to go, I like to make something new to the table.
And watch my jaw drop.
Yeah.
And so I blew that line then, right?
Yeah, you did.
Which was, you're getting dangerously close to inserting something in there, aren't you?
Yes. And I think he said that.
Yeah.
And
was it another male?
Yes.
That was giving him the massage?
It was, yes. And I he debated, because I'm sure he'd be like, I don't know, it could be a total accident.
Should I say this? Yeah, because it could be an accident.
I'll tell you what.
And in a cosmic sense, there are no accidents.
When I was getting trained, at this hippie place in Northern California.
Right. The Naked Massage School.
Yes. And it was a great massage school. I mean, we had
the great Naked Massage School.
Yes, it was. And we even learned anatomy and everything. It was awesome. But literally, the first two hours were designed for content. You know, can I tell you a quick story?
I know what you're going to say.
Okay. I was talking to one of my millennials, Quinners, and it was so cute. We were talking because my Doug's brother passed away this week, and so a lot of emotional stuff has come up. And we were surprised and yet not surprised, mm-hmm. because a lot of moving, you know, his mom passed away, and so there's a lot of things going on and a lot of show. But anyway, she was worried. Quinners called me, and she was worried about her dad. And I said, no, he's going to be okay. You know, we got this covered. You know, he's going to be okay. And Joey's really worried because Joey knows what it's like to lose a brother. And Joey's only like 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, Joey's brother was like, Doug's brother, kind of the black sheep of the family. And I didn't laugh at her, but I wanted to. He goes, he was literally the black sheep of the family.
She said that.
Literally the black sheep of the family.
Says, and you know, Joey knows because his brother was the black sheep of the family as well. I mean, literally the black sheep of the family. And so we had this idea that there was this black sheep in his family because it was a literal black sheep.
I didn't know what she meant by that. And I was in one time. I didn't want to bust her balls around it.
You can't bust your balls.
Not when somebody just died
but
that
we,
day.
We need to think, though, about what literally really means.
We need to investigate what that meant.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Literally.
And I was like,
and I mean, literally the black sheep.
Literally the black sheep of the family.
Oops.
I'm like, okay.
I didn't know that existed.
I know.
We just thought cloning was possible.
But whatever. I'm there. And then you remember on Saturday Night Live where they had sheep or goat man?
Yeah,
that was kind of funny. Maybe that's what she meant.
It was a bad dude.
It was a
bad dude.
Oh, you're so funny.
I know, girl.
So talking to this millennial, which I loved, she was so open with me, which I really appreciated.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first thing she said to me was that her 30-year-old brother is already retired.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's a millennial
Another
for you.
Another millennial that retired.
And I know what that means.
Now we know.
Retired means
that you don't work.
Nine to five at somebody else's job.
At somebody else's place. You stay at home and work.
Yeah, you can stay at home.
That's right.
And work, a couple hours here, 4 hours there.
Yeah.
That's
in your PJs.
That's what retirement means to millennials.
That's right.
Working on your own.
That's right.
Retirement means to somebody who's 65, meaning I ain't doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to do anything.
That's like with Norman. I don't get out of my camo pants.
Yeah. I may wear my pajamas all day long. That's right. And if I have to go out, I'll put my jeans over
my pajamas.
So I'm always ready for bed. That's the life
that's
I want to lead.
That's
it. I can't figure out if he's trying to, you know, because they're like cotton PJs. Mm-hmm. So they look like, you know, the kind of PJs that you'd see someone at 2 a.m. at Walmart, you know?
Right.
Not like the satin ones that you'd see, you know, at the Playboy Mansion.
Right.
And so I'm trying to figure out who daddy is.
Yeah. Gotcha.
They're camo looking.
Not the Playboy Mansion.
Perhaps
the Walmart dude.
With
the camo.
Exactly.
The camo pants, which is funny because Norm doesn't shoot. He doesn't fish.
He loves those camo pants.
But he loves the camo pants.
Because he likes being out in nature.
Yeah.
And he likes to not know that he, you know, he's stealth. Which we'll have to talk about that too.
Speaking of stealth,
but let me go back to the story.
Yeah, we'll get the story out.
We're talking, and I said, you know, I've got two millennials in my life that I've talked to you about this, and I said about pansexuality and all this stuff, and then she goes, well, have you heard of this phrase? And she goes, demisexual. No, demigender. No, demisexual.
Demifluid.
No. Well, I go.
Although people have talked to us about our party fluid joke, last week.
They're like, that's gross.
The political party fluids.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's not right. Yeah. And so, and I go, really? I haven't.
Yeah, we haven't heard from this one.
And
this is one of those new genders, like,
right.
Of the 118 that you get to
it's
check.
It's a sexual, not a gender, sexual preference.
Excuse me. Yeah. Demisexuality.
Demisexual. And I go, I have no idea what it means.
Yeah.
I know what demigod means. I don't know what this means. And she goes, well, my friend is this, and he says that he cannot have sex with anybody unless there's an emotional connection first.
Right, and he means he, she, and she, then she went on to say.
Because I go, really? Because I thought that was just good values.
Yeah, because the old days, that used to be called not being a slut.
Yeah, that's what I said to her. I go, really? Because that just meant in the old days that you weren't a slut, you know? I go, to just have some kind of emotional connection to him. And they go, no, he really, literally
can't have sex.
And I mentioned this to my brother, and he started laughing because he's like, really, literally?
Literally.
This is a thing. You literally cannot.
Can't get it up.
Can't get it up
can't
unless
get
you have
boner.
An emotional connection.
Right.
And what kind of emotional connection does that mean? Does it mean like,
then we started saying like, you know, like, how deep does the emotional connection have to be before you can.
Right, how deep? Like, hey, I wouldn't mind having sex with you, but I can't.
Tell me a secret.
Yeah. Tell me a childhood trauma.
Who hurt you, girlfriend?
And then, like, it's working. We're good to go.
Okay, got it. Let me hold on to that.
Exactly.
I have an emotional connection right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. And so, so I thought that was really funny and very, very interesting.
Yeah. Now I know that I'm demi.
But I thought she was so sweet because I asked her, I go, why are there just so many labels?
Mm-hmm.
Because literally, there's nothing new under the sky.
Right.
Except that what we would call experimental or a phase.
Are being a junior in college.
Right. It's like you could have to have a label for it.
Yeah.
And does that mean that label is like yours, like on your passport? Or is it... It may be just like a year or two from now, that may not be who you really identify with.
Right.
And she was sweet. She goes, I don't understand it, some of the labels, but it's a way of people who don't feel good to feel better about themselves mm-hmm. because there's an actual label for the way they feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it legitimizes the way they feel. Mm-hmm. And they feel better. And I'm like.
In the old days, that was called shame.
Yeah.
A guilt. Are like
exactly
a big L,
yeah, exactly. But I thought that was sweet. So I get it.
Yeah,
it's a way of making yourself feel better
if you can label yourself.
Well, and then and she mentions she goes like the one thing she goes I can't figure out is there's a thing called she goes one of my friend's sister says doesn't identify either male or female, and. She goes, I don't get that. I don't get it. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand it or get it.
I understand that they were saying like when you like they don't like the pronouns or something of he, she, or it. And then so I decided to call it shit. That way you don't have to. You can be either a she,
boop, boop.
She, it.
She,
shit. Oh, shit.
Hey, Sid.
Hey, shithead. Excuse me. Is head a male head?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But that's exactly right. And so I think if you actually listen to our podcast the last 3 or 4 months, we have brought this subject up a lot, I think.
Ad nauseum.
Possibly, because it's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Listen,
it was on the cover of Time magazine.
Exactly.
People our age and generation want to know.
And
when Revlon starts doing commercials where you cannot tell
right
male or female, and their names are always Lee,
yeah,
or Chris,
right,
or you just
and there's no judgment. It really is. My brain would like to categorize you. My brain would.
Yeah.
But guess what? I don't have to.
No.
It would be nice.
It'd be kind of nice.
But then again, I don't care.
You could just literally be a black sheep.
I really wouldn't care.
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, those damn black sheep might feel bad about this.
Well,
don't tell me I'm black.
Or a sheep.
I do not. When I get up in the morning, I do not see myself as black or a sheep.
Exactly. So now they're pan-gender.
Yes.
Or pan-ethnic. That's it. Or pan-race.
Pan-animal. Pananimal. I'm a pananimal.
It's crazy. But we're going to
say
something.
But we want to spend our time on it.
Yeah.
My feeling is that you were going to narc on Irma.
Thank you for bringing me back.
85-year-old Aunt Irma.
I'm in the car. We're driving. So we get to Columbus. And the next day, we got to drive 2 hours to the graduation. So we're in this car together. And so that's where I had the conversation about this with the millennial. And she was so sweet. I just loved her. She was so open with me. And then my 85-year-old Irma, I could hear her listening. And she's had to come up. She's had people she loves come out to her.
Right.
So she's had to, over the course of 30 years, right. I've seen her evolve.
We know she went from, this could be God's curse upon man. We're talking about age.
Yeah.
This was years and years
to
ago.
To
everybody has the right to love who they want to love.
Yeah. And like,
evolve,
and
baby.
We evolve, baby. That's exactly. Right. And I thought, you go. So on the way home, she wants to talk to me about this. She goes, I did not feel comfortable bringing this up to you in the car, but I want to talk to you about this. I'm like, okay. She goes, now, what does it mean to be pansexual?
Mm.
And I'm like, okay. The way my one millennial told me was, it's like, hey, it's like being bisexual, but on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have, you're like attracted to male, female, transgender,
mm-hmm.
you know, asexual, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the day, we would have called that just addicted to sex, basically. Mm-hmm. You want to just do anything. And she's like, oh, okay.
Mm.
And what does agender mean again? It means you don't feel male or female.
Right.
And so we have this whole discussion. And then I go, well, you know, and then like, oh, then she had this question for me, which I thought was so hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
She goes like, so are they having, if you're transgender, are they having the surgery? Because we talk about cisgender and transgender.
Mm-hmm.
Are they having the surgery?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, they don't have to. Some prefer.
It's not about the surgery anymore.
Nope.
No.
They don't have to.
Right.
And they're like, okay. And then, so we were talking about this, and I go, well, like, you know Bruce Jenner? He goes, yeah, I know Bruce Jenner.
He was an Olympian athlete.
Yeah, he goes, yeah. He goes, well, now he has a woman named Caitlyn. He goes,
what?
Oh, you, he goes,
wait, what?
Bruce Jenner is a woman?
And Irma's like, what?
I go, well, you know that.
You know Bruce Jenner, you know, the Olympic athlete?
That was on the box of Wheaties, like, he's a woman now. And he goes, no, I didn't know that. I did not know this.
She's like, what are you telling me?
What?
And then she was curious about the
surgery part.
She wanted to know if he'd had surgery.
And then she asked me some more personal questions, which I could not answer with, I have no idea. Now
about
I'm getting a little uncomfortable.
You mean?
More like, so when the surgery happens, like, do you feel stuff down there? Like, how's the sensation? Mm-hmm. And like, I really don't know. And then, I go, and I didn't want to say, well, sometimes times. The man wants to keep the penis so that he can feel more and have an erection. And I'm like, I just don't want to go into that part of it.
And then I've now known that there are some guys that can only get, I don't know what they're called, but they can only get hard if they know that the woman who has boobies and everything also has a penis.
They're like very comfortable with transgender pre-op. That's their
best. Yeah, pre-op. Boy, that's a small category. And then they had a surgery and ta-ta. Bye-bye.
See, I would be, because I think it's less, I think in this day and age, you're supposed to be sexually driven 100% all mm-hmm. the time.
Yeah.
And so to
come and maintain a household and maintain a job and, you know.
And be a good daughter or yeah. a good mother or yeah. a good, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I'm like not that mm-hmm. interested in it.
You're lucky you get your legs shaved.
Really, that's Seriously? Exactly the truth. And we're talking below the knees.
I was like, not even worried above the knees.
I'm not. That doesn't even come not into
even,
play.
Not even worried.
That's
about
not
that.
Even coming into play.
You know, it's interesting because the thing that I want to say about Aunt Irma that you told me that I think is even more funnier mm-hmm. is because Aunt Irma is just Aunt Irma, beloved school teacher, part of the church. And somehow you guys were talking, and you mentioned that, you said, I didn't even have time for a whore bath.
Right.
And
she goes, well, what did you say? I go, you know, we were talking about, because just, you know, it's just a weird shower situation. I was able to take a shower downstairs in the basement, right. which is perfect.
Yes.
And she goes, yeah, like a whore bath. You just have time for a quick, you know, whore bath. Just, you take a washcloth to the most important parts. And she goes, well, we used to call
in
that
in my day,
yeah, washing the pits and the pussy. And I'm like, I go, what,
Irma?
What?
Irma.
And I let that go. I let that go. That was horrible, but I let that go. And I'm like, yeah, because I'm sure back in the day,
for whatever reason, we have lots of 85 year olds in our life. Our dog trainer is 85 years old.
And they're all
maybe that's
like
why Elliot's
still in there.
I know.
Yeah, that's why he's so horrible.
He's so good.
Yeah. Yeah, we need a trainer for the millennials.
That's right.
Because that's what my dog is. He's a millennial.
He's a millennial. He's like, I ain't doing nothing for 85-year-old people.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I know why our Elliot was going crazy outside right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because his girlfriend showed up.
No.
Yeah.
Katie Lou?
Well, no, the good friend's mom
Linda,
showed up. Linda.
Linda. Oh, yeah. My God.
That's why he was going berserk out
oh
there.
Oh, my God.
So, there it was.
Oh, I bet he's happy.
Yeah, he went berserk. I'm sure he was like, I remember you. You haven't seen me all winter.
Yeah.
I'm really tired of this. Yeah. What's going on?
When are you taking me away from all this, Linda?
Yeah, please. When are you picking me up and taking me away?
I'm sure he dreams about her.
I bet.
Yeah.
He has very fond memories of her because he loves her so much. It's a little annoying. But
it is annoying.
I'm a good parent in the sense, or a good sister, that I don't mind him sharing, you know, loving more than just one person.
I know. That's how I was when you guys were young.
Yes. You're very generous.
Yes.
Or you're like, yes, the kids are gone for a month.
Yes.
I get the weekend to myself. Woohoo!
Nothing matters but the weekend.
Boop, boop, boop.
From a Tuesday point of
view.
So
you're ready for a little movie time?
Sure. Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies and see how many Sherpa hats there are. You know what I mean.
So here we are at
Movie Talk. And I love how our Movie Talk has devolved.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's
deconstructed.
Evolved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we no longer, since
Netflix.
Since the Peters have gotten Netflix. Netflix. Oh, yay. You know.
There is no point
there's
to
no
getting
point
movie.
In, yeah. Especially since I was so disappointed by Moonlight.
Yeah.
Having gone out and rented that movie, having great expectations because it was the Academy Award winner of 2016. But anyway, so just happened to stumble upon, well, actually you told me about Jessica Stone.
It was a cousin, my cousin said, hey, if you like The Walking Dead, which I do, mm-hmm. you may, someone recommended this to me, which was Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones, excuse me, yeah.
And there's no zombies in it.
No.
But if you like, and I got why it was, Mm-hmm. If you like it, you might like this. Good characters.
And it's a supernatural detective thriller. And what I and so I decided to give it a chance. There's like just like 13 episodes.
Right.
So it's not like when Julie turned me on to House of Cards, which thank you and I hate you.
Right.
Because like I've got to go through, you know, four seasons of 13 hours
like 50 episodes.
Exactly. And I don't I'm just at this point saying when it drops I'm just going to, you know, be where I'm at with that. So,
well, and it might have already dropped. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't. I know it's supposed to drop in May sometime.
Yeah.
I'm seeing the previews.
Yeah. Kevin Spacey's awesome.
Yeah.
You know.
But it does feel daunting to try and get through these seasons.
Yeah, I can't. There's no possible way I can get through 50 hours.
No. Well, there is. Just got to not buy it. I mean, the one thing is they won't go away. You could watch one a week and be done in a year.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Seriously?
I know.
Yeah. But so let me talk about Jessica Jones.
Because there's only 13 episodes.
Right. You can still do it.
There's only one season.
Only one season, 13 episodes, and they're not an hour long.
About 50 minutes?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Correct.
And so awesome.
I started it this week. And I did the very first episode. I didn't think that the character, Jessica Jones, played by... I think it's Caitlin Ritter. She's a fascinating-looking woman.
Yeah.
You know? And I just didn't think she could pull this off.
Right.
But she does.
Yes.
And she does it brilliantly. And so I'm... Kudos to her. Kudos to Netflix for it's, I think it was a Marvel comic.
Yes.
So she's got superpowers. There's been an alien attack on New York City. She's a private investigator. And there's all sorts of different, you know, she has different cases, but there's an ongoing theme, a thread of Kilgrave.
Right.
Who has a superpower of his own, different than Jessica's.
Right. And like
Deadpool. I'm on 9 already.
Right.
So I've only got like 5 or 4 more to go, and I'll be caught up.
I think this is very interesting, because like Deadpool, do you recall how Deadpool got his superpower?
No. Oh, yeah. Was it through cancer?
No, through an incredible amount of pain.
Pain?
Like a trauma.
Oh, okay.
So he was put into a tank, an air conditioning tank. Woo!
An air compressor?
No, like an oxygen tank.
Uh-huh.
And they would like decrease the air to the belly have then give him more air.
Got it.
And it would last continuously.
Got it.
And then his genes adapted and he got... you know, strong and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's kind of what happened now. We're seeing characters that got a superhero power because of a trauma, whether it was a car accident or an experiment.
I still don't know. I'm on episode 9 how Jessica got hers.
Yeah,
do you know?
An accident.
It was an accident?
It was in her car accident.
Is that how you perceive that?
Yes, that's how I perceived it.
Oh, because her whole family dies, but she gets a superpower.
Yes.
Okay, all right. I missed that part.
Well, you just... spoiler alert. We don't really find out why.
Oh, no, excuse me. Her whole family doesn't die. Excuse me. Julie, can I say something?
Yeah.
I'm not of the kind... I think a lot of people are like me. You know what? I'm sure they'll write in if they're not. But I don't care if I know something. I still want to see it.
Right.
Like Dad, if I told him that his her whole family dies,
right,
before he sees it, he won't want to see it. No. Oh, you spoiled it for me.
No, I don't.
No, because if something's well written, if it's well acted, if it's a good thing, I don't care.
Exactly.
How many
Sherpa hats would you give this?
I out of 5 Sherpa hats, I'd definitely give it 4.
I agree.
4.5 maybe.
I agree with you.
Because I think it's great. I think they're doing a good job. Netflix is awesome.
Yeah.
And I did see Bill Biglia. He's a comedy dude, and it was a Netflix original comedy. And he's like the non-cussing comedian, and he never cusses. And so he gets to play interesting gigs and stuff like that.
Right.
And he was talking about that the Muppets were on stage and they'd ask him to open for the Muppets because he's known as the
clean comic.
The clean comic. And he said that there's all this whole auditorium's filled with people and kids and the Muppets. And he said he runs out on stage and he forgets his stool, which has his water on it and stuff, and he just like was frazzled. And he goes, "Oh fuck!"
Oh, no.
And everybody in the audience screams. And their parents are holding their kids' ears and stuff like this. And he's like, he was so embarrassed. Here are the Muppets. And he's like, I just ran off stage. And he goes, what am I going to do? And then he comes back on stage. He goes, that wasn't me. That did not happen.
That was
the clean comic.
Yeah, I am a clean comic. I just stubbed my toe really bad.
But he was saying that when he was a kid that they used to have to go to church every Sunday. And they used to always sing the song, especially on Easter. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. And he said that he and his brother, because they did not really understand the words when they were young, but they kind of thought they heard him. And so they would always sing, Christ has lied, and Christ's in prison, and Christ will come at 10. And like, oh, they used to be so scared. It's like, Christ is going to come at 10 o'clock. Watch your...
It's coming now at 10 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
That, you've told me that joke, and this
I
whole week,
it.
I have had a smile on my face, because there are so many times when you're like, you've seen it before. I've seen it before, you know. Christ has died. But now I can't see it any other way than spoke on the rotter.
Yeah. Christ has died. Christ in prison. Christ will come again.
At 10, Christ will come at 10. And so that's exactly what little kids would think.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know. It's scary.
It's scary.
So I would give that comedy special like about 3.5 Sherpa hats on Netflix.
3.5 Sherpa hats.
Yeah. So we're going to have to call this Let's All Go to the Netflix.
Yes.
Let's All Go to the Netflix.
Yes, exactly. So are you ready for just a brief Elliot's Corner?
Absolutely.
I once had a dog, or should I say... He once had me. Welcome to Elliot's Corner. So here we are, Elliot's Corner.
Yay, puppy Elliot.
Puppy Elliot. It was so sweet because my cousin's like, and your dog's name is Elliot. I'm like,
gosh. That's so cool about Facebook.
It is. It very much is. So I don't have any real stories about Elliot this week. Except when I came home from my trip.
Aww.
He was so happy to see me.
He was so depressed while you were gone.
Yeah.
He just would mope around. He literally was depressed. Literally.
I'm not sure if dogs get depressed, but if there wasn't a word for depression, it was him.
Yes.
And it made me feel good. And when I came back, he was just like loving on me. Like, you're back home.
And you know, here's the one thing about, we were kind of mad at Dad yesterday because he kind of ruined the weekend.
Yeah.
JP purposely decided to ruin the weekend for us because he chose to do some work today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Supposed to, so we were kind of mad at him, and we all know too, like how Elliot loves Dad.
Yeah,
can't wait till he gets home.
Yeah,
and also Elliot is a paw licker, and he's also a butt licker.
Right,
and yesterday in between. The time that we found out that Dad had ruined the weekend, was ruining the weekend, Elliot had an episode of butt licking.
Right.
And we know this because our little, he's only 2 years old, but he has a beard.
Right.
And we know when he has a butt beard.
Right.
It just looks different.
Yes.
When that beard looks, he's got beard wax or whatever.
Yes.
Butt
we're
wax.
Like, oh, he's been doing something.
Yeah. And so we decided that we were not going to tell Norm.
You decided. I just forgot. I just forgot.
Decided that when Norm came home and we were gonna, and Elliot was gonna love on him and kiss him, and we were just gonna not say anything about
the
butt
beard. And we didn't.
And that's our story.
And there it is. And I'm saying
mess with Chris.
Yes. And that's the lesson we learned from. Because really, our show is about picking out the nuggets of what we learned from our experiences.
Or picking out the nuggets from his beard.
And the thing I learned this week is do not mess with Christine.
That's right.
Because she will allow you to make out with your dog, even though a minute later, earlier, he was licking his butt.
That's right.
I have to have at least about 30 minutes in between.
I think so. It's almost like a food drop.
Yeah.
You know, like, you gotta, like the 20-second rule.
Yeah.
You got to have at least 30 minutes.
I really do. My brain has no problem forgetting.
Right.
It wants to forget. It's
it we're wants both, to forget.
And we're both in agreement. Like, it's good for me to not remember that my dog loves to lick his butt.
That's right.
But if it just happened, my brain's like, no, too close.
Too close.
Too soon.
Too soon. Too much information.
Yeah. I say no. And my brain says, no, don't do it. That's right. Not going there.
And that's so our Ellie's
So I always then rub his third eye and kiss his third eye. Yeah. I kiss your third eye. He's like, oh, you're kissing my third eye.
All right.
Exactly.
Third eye kisser.
Exactly. You ready for a little pillar talk?
Yes.
Pillow talk.
Thank you, Doris Day.
Yes, thank you, Doris Day.
And Aunt Irma goes, I know that lady. That's Doris Day.
Right. Oh, it was so funny because I was playing one of our past episodes for Aunt Irma. And she's like, is this you? And I'm like, no, that's me. Or that's Mom. Is this you? No, that's Mom. And so I'm like, we don't sound anything alike. And yet,
how dare they think we sound alike?
How dare they? And it's so funny that people are like, I don't know. It's just one person talking really fast, and I don't know how she does it, but they talk twice, you know? They never. And it was cute because Anna was like, do you have this written out beforehand?
You have your whole script written out.
I have 4 or 5 words written down, just like ideas where I want to go to. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's a drag.
and most of the time, we never get there.
No. Exactly. So I want to talk today during Pillar Talk, which is our official coaching session. We have 9 minutes.
9 minutes to talk about our coaching.
You had heard...
I did.
This on CNN, I think.
Correct.
And I loved this, and I want you to say it.
I heard this quote that said, if you're kicking somebody's ass for all your problems...
And you really want to
kick their ass for all your problems...
The person you're blaming.
The person responsible... is you, and you shouldn't be able to sit down for a month.
Yeah, you...
And I think I ruined that.
You ruined it completely.
I ruined it.
You're like...
You threw it on me, and I'm like, oh, you. My God.
The person... the person's you.
Julie, you just threw it on me. I had no idea.
Yeah, I threw it on you. On my piece of paper, it says... Have Christine tell the story.
You didn't tell me that, though.
We had talked about it.
Okay. And it goes like, if you're kicking somebody's butt for all your mistakes, you shouldn't be able to sit down for a month.
Yeah. Just remember, you won't be able to sit down for a month.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That's it.
Something like that.
You guys got it. I'm sure you have it now.
It's
the whole point.
The whole point is all your problems most likely are because of you. And we know that. We know that. But we like to blame our parents. I do once in a while. I like to blame everybody else but me. Cause, you know, you want to look at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah, like I blame Normano for ruining the weekend.
Yeah, he ruined the whole weekend. The whole weekend's ruined because of Normano. You know, and he's like, I heard this conversation.
You did hear it, didn't you?
Yesterday, and I was like, what? And then I'm just like, I'm staying out of it. And finally, he's like, I'm sorry I ruined the whole weekend. I'm sorry. What am I going to do now? I'm sorry I ruined the whole weekend.
Finally, I get the apology.
You're like, yes, my pound of flesh.
Yes.
I went,
how sorry are you, Nora?
Yeah, please.
Are you Deep Euphoria sorry? Are you Ray-Ban sorry?
It is Mother's Day coming up.
That's right.
Next weekend.
Like, you're not my mommy.
Yeah. I go, but you made me a mother. That's what happened. But it's so true, though. If we could just embrace that.
Yes.
That concept that... Oh my God, I literally am responsible for, like Zig Ziglar says, for all the thoughts, my feelings, and every result I get. Mm-hmm. It's painful to hear that sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because in a world where we are responsible for everybody else as well,
mm-hmm.
You know, you want to say, well, yes, I could have done this, but I chose to do this, this, and this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I needed to get those things done, but because I didn't, you know, do this, you know, this suffers. Mm-hmm. And you may look at your week going, oh my God, I am behind again. Mm-hmm. The things that would make my life better, I didn't get done again this week. Right. I
the just lived in maintenance. Expeditious, I did. You always manage to do the things that you have no skin in the game for.
Of course.
You know?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, putting yourself really out there requires grit and strength, and it requires sometimes letting dishes stay in the in the sink for another day. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, and yes, as we're talking about Jessica Jones and binge watching, however, you only watch it when you bike, mm-hmm. and I'll see you, I'm like, oh, Jessica Jones, hey, you know, mm-hmm. I'll try wink, wink to do yoga while watching it, or lay at night, you know, I'll wake up and I'll be like, are you still watching Jessica Jones? Mm-hmm. Click here from Netflix. And like, no, I'm not. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think it just is a quote that you're like, it's good to remember.
Yes.
You know, when you're wanting to attack somebody or blame somebody else for whatever.
Well, and
you just go, oh, wait a minute. I now see. It may be a chain, you know
right.
what I mean? Like, it may
be. It's just a change in perception or perspective. Enough to give you back your power.
Yes.
If everybody else is to blame for your life, you are powerless to change it.
Right.
And there are definitely situations in your life that you have no control over. And if you want to be happy, you either have to change your blueprint or change the way you feel about your blueprint.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing. And a lot of times, though, most of us still can change our blueprint. To what matches our belief. Mm-hmm. Thinking about that quote, I was reading somewhere talking about if you're starting to feel like everybody's to blame for your problems, mm-hmm. or that it really is a power issue, you're starting to feel a little powerless mm-hmm. in your life, decide right now that you are the CEO of your life. Write a list out of all your strengths, mm-hmm. all your assets for your company. Mm-hmm. You are your company. Mm-hmm. And at the end of every year, you want to be in the black, mm-hmm. not in the red.
You want to be the black sheep.
Yeah, in every situation of your life. And how do you go about doing that? Mm-hmm. And, you know, who do you need to hire to help you with things? You know, who can you delegate to? Mm-hmm. But it is about taking that power back, because once you do, and once you say, I am responsible for every thought, feelings, and every result that I get, mm-hmm. you're like, okay, I am able to change my life mm-hmm. if I want to. Mm-hmm. Or the other day you said to me, if this doesn't happen, I just want to let this go.
That's right. Yeah.
And I remember listening to Gloria Copeland one time. She was talking about she had this dream house of hers in mind. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, she believes in the power of faith.
Yes.
And so she'd meditate on this dream house and she'd had pictures of things she wanted in it. Mm-hmm. And she finally told her husband, she goes, if I can't get this to happen, I want to let it go.
Right.
And because it might just not be for me. Mm-hmm. God may not want this. I mean, she talked in words mm-hmm. of God and mm-hmm. faith and Christ. But I thought that was very interesting mm-hmm. because whether you are that or like you believe in law of attraction or mm-hmm. your words have meaning and you don't speak what you don't want, mm-hmm. there's a lot of different ways of positioning yourself with that concept. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you come to the point where it starts to get too painful to believe it's going to happen and not have it be manifest in a 3D world.
I totally agree with you.
And you were starting to get to that position.
Right.
And I was like, I was about ready to go, all right, I get it. And I'm like, we have to double down.
Yeah.
And are we willing to double down? Because mm-hmm. sometimes we do just enough to move forward and then we let the, you know, we take our foot off the gas and we go backwards. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it happens. Mm-hmm. It just happens. Mm-hmm.
I think it's because we're householders.
Yeah.
But that's my excuse.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I spent 5 hours yesterday doing the mulch.
Yeah.
You know, around
yeah,
the house.
Yeah.
And this morning I woke up, my knees were killing me. My thighs were killing me.
And I appreciate it. It looks beautiful, by
the way.
It does
look beautiful.
Looks beautiful.
5 hours might have been a little exaggerated. But I'm calling it the time it took to go get the mulch. You know, be there with the lawnmower guys.
Yes, yes.
And so forth. But so that's basically, so I love that quote.
Yeah.
It was poignant.
Just be reminded of it.
And because this morning, or yesterday morning when you told me the quote, we both woke up feeling like Dad ruined the weekend.
Yeah.
And then you go, wait a minute. No one ruins it for you.
Right. Exactly.
You do.
Exactly.
And you're like, I'll take back my power.
If I let that happen, that's my fault. That's on me.
Exactly.
That's on me. That's not on you.
Exactly. So, girlfriend, do you have any parting words? Go to our website, consciouscommunity.com.
I didn't say that, but yes, please do.
Go take one of our challenges.
Consciouscommunity.com. Go buy our number one Amazon bestseller, The Clutterfly Effect.
Tweak your way
to total transformation by decluttering your life. And I understand that yesterday, being May 5th, Sinkhole de Mayo, a lot of people bought my book by C.D. Peters.
Yep.
Sinkhole de Mayo.
Sinkhole.
Sinkhole de Mayo. Isn't that great to own that
it
URL?
It is. Sinkholedemayo.com. It's great. And it was about
the book.
It was about wrestlers and Nazis.
Zombies.
And zombies.
UFOs. Time travel.
You were like, I'm putting everything
in. Everything but the kitchen sink. And maybe even I did throw the kitchen sink
exactly.
in there. And maybe there was a black sheep or two.
Maybe. Okay, so how did you like the show today, girlfriend?
Oh, come on. As always, it was great.
It was great.